A Jewish journal article. Chants of Intifada Revolution. When people are occupied, resistance is justified. At Nakba Day protests in LA, NY. Pro-Palestinian protesters shouted chants of Intifada Revolution and various other anti-Israel slogans during Nakba Day protests in Los Angeles and New York on May 15, according to video footage posted to social media. In Los Angeles, the protest was held in front of the federal building on Wilshire Boulevard. Video shows the protesters chanting, "Long live the Intifada. There is only one solution, Intifada Revolution. When people are occupied, resistance is justified. And, Israel. Israel, what do you say? How many kids will you kill today?" Similarly, the Nakba Day protests in New York featured chants of, "From New York to Palestine, globalize the Intifada," and, "We don't want two states, we want all of it." Video footage also showed protesters chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," at a reporter until he left. Dr. Hillel Newman, Consul General of Israel to the Pacific Southwest, told the journal, "Every time I see such a demonstration, it amazes me how there could be so many people who are either ignorant, misled, or self-deluded here in the United States. I assume that many of them are not malicious in their intent, but they're brainwashed and misled." He added that calls for Intifada are a violent uprising and killing of Israelis and Jews. When they chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine should be free," they're calling for the elimination of the State of Israel. And I'm not even sure they will understand it. Newman also said that the protesters need to understand that the real problem lies with the Palestinian Authority and Hamas for refusing to make peace with Israel. When Israel relinquished the entire Gaza Strip over to the Palestinians, instead of peace, we got rockets falling on thousands of our civilians, he said. And now, more than 1.5 million of Israeli civilians are under threat of rockets just because Israel relinquished the Gaza Strip over to the Palestinian Authority, which was then taken over by Hamas. Additionally, the few times in history that Israel has offered a peace deal, which would have brought a comprehensive solution, offering more than 90% of the disputed territory over to the Palestinians, and they refused it without any counterproposal, Newman said. So it's about time that these people that demonstrate should understand that the conflict here is much more complex than these simplistic paradigms, and they should understand that the real problem is the Palestinian Authority and Hamas and not with Israel.